This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Federal prosecutors have charged another Coloradan for taking part in storming the U.S. Capitol in January. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
According to the FBI, the 32-year-old Trinidad man, Jacob Clark, entered the Capitol and confronted police officers. The arrest affidavit shows several alleged pictures of Clark inside the building. The document states he was identified through his cell phone records and with the help of a friend. His charges include violently entering a restricted building, obstruction of law enforcement, and engaging in physical violence. Clark is one of several Coloradans arrested for their alleged roles in the riot. He is out on bond and will have court hearings in Washington, D.C. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A group of 14 residents will help Denver decide how to use its new climate sales tax. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
Climate advocates, academics, nonprofit leaders, and others will serve on Denver's Sustainability Advisory Council. The group will consult the city on how it can reach its climate goals. It will also help create a five-year plan for how the city will spend money from a climate sales tax that was passed by voters last year. Councilmember Paul Cashman will represent the group on the city council. Its first meeting is in May. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado Avalanche are heading to the Stanley Cup playoffs for the fourth season in a row. The team currently has the NHL's best winning percentage and is second in the West Division. The playoffs begin in May. Coming up, Israel and the UK are among the top five most vaccinated countries. But to get there, they had to combat rumors about the vaccines circulating in faith and minority communities. That story is next on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, like other organizations throughout the past year, the VA healthcare system has moved its mental health services online.
COVID has definitely, I think, put a challenge and kind of thrown a wrench in there for our veterans and also for our community at large.
Hear how veterans are finding community through virtual support groups. That story is at CPR.org. Vail is at 44 degrees, Denver 56, Grand Junction 64, Colorado Springs 49, Pueblo 50.